This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, sitting in for Terry Gross. When the revered populist songwriter Woody Guthrie died in 1967, he left behind a large number of lyrics without music. They have become a way to keep Guthrie's work fresh, as modern musicians have set the words to music under the direction of Guthrie's daughter, Nora. Music critic Milo Miles reviews two albums from Guthrie's latest posthumous collaborators, the Brooklyn-based group The Klezmatics.
A decade ago, the great 1930s troubadour Woody Guthrie was in danger of disappearing. Sure, he was celebrated by his peer Pete Seeger and contemporary stars like Bruce Springsteen, who wanted to keep Guthrie's image as a protest singer before the public. But since the Depression-era brand of populist protest wasn't gaining traction with a larger or younger audience, the protest image made Guthrie seem less like a touchstone and more like an antique. So at first it does not seem obvious how the klezmer fusion band, the Klezmatics, might give Guthrie new life. However, the Klezmatics themselves needed some fresh inspiration. Since the mid-1980s, they've been one of the most consistent and inventive members of the klezmer revival movement. But they're coming off a hit-and-miss gospel klezmer fusion album where the misses were far more grating than the hits were inspirational. For the new Wonder Wheel, the Klezmatics wrote music for lyrics Guthrie never recorded, and every track is a confident, surefire delight. The Klezmatics have never sounded more at ease. You'd never know it was their first album in English. Lauren Sklamberg's plaintive, almost delicate vocals present a new but recognizable Woody Guthrie.
Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 1:30. One's for the pretty little baby that's born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 2:30. Two's for the love of me and you. One's for the pretty little baby that's born and gone away. Oh, will you come when
Of course, I Guthrie's daughter Nora had offered her father's lyrics to modernists before, most notably to Billy Bragg and the band Wilco for the superb releases Mermaid Avenue in 1998, and Mermaid Avenue 2 in 2000. Oddly, the song Mermaid's Avenue did not appear on either album, but it belongs on Wonder Wheel. Bragg and Wilco selected lyrics to recast Guthrie as a romantic humanist and even a lover boy. The Klezmatics wanted to promote Guthrie as a multicultural pantheist with insights into big city ethnic life. After all, he wasn't riding the lonely back rails in the hinterland anymore. He was married to a Jewish dancer and living in New York City, had a mother-in-law who was a Yiddish poet. He even wrote Hanukkah songs. And yes, the Klezmatics have done a whole album of those, too. Woody Guthrie's Happy Joyous Hanukkah.
How many nights for Hanukkah? Happy joyous Hanukkah. Nights and days, days and nights. Happy joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the days and hey to the nights. Happy joyous Hanukkah.
Happy Joyous Hanukkah is a far slighter album than Wonder Wheel. It's fleshed out with some throwaway instrumentals. But on both records, the Klezmatics strike the right sprightly and dignified notes. And singer Sklamberg perfectly embodies the Guthrie, who is a philosophical fighter and optimist. Even in his autobiography, Bound for Glory, Woody promoted himself as a wise hayseed who was radicalized by events into the singing voice of the people. That was always sort of a marketing ploy. Now we are ready to hear more sides of this complex character. This development will be good for his legacy and good for its longevity.
Milo Miles reviewed two new albums by the Klezmatics, Wonder Wheel, which has been nominated for a Grammy, and Woody Guthrie's Happy Joyous Hanukkah. Coming up, a salute to the late jazz artist Kenny DeVerne. This is Fresh Air.